Welcome to Rise and Thrive, a segment of the Unyielded podcast. I am your host, Bobby Kaler. These short segments are meant to be fuel for you, for your week, and for your life. If you are finding value in these, and if you haven't done so already, make sure that you hit that subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. Many years ago, I was lucky enough to attend a Harvard coaching conference, and I got to see Sir John Whitmore speak. He is a legend in coaching. During his presentation, he said, "Awareness is often curative." I remember like thunderstruck. I wrote that down, and I'm like, wow, that is awesome. And I completely believe that to be true, because I also believe that we can't change something that we can't see, which is why awareness is so important. Now, you may have heard that before, right? We hear that all the time. Oh, you got to have awareness, blah, blah, blah. So what do we do with that to make it useful? Let's start with this. How would you know that you need to build more awareness? Now, while not exhaustive, here's a checklist, if you will, with some key indicators. Number one, the same problem continues to occur for you, just with different people. Number two, when trying to make a decision, you struggle to know what feels right for you. Number three, you tend to react and then regret later. Number four, you have the same negative feeling frequently, but you can't really pinpoint it. Number five, you feel drained, but you don't know how to refuel. Number six, you struggle to make progress towards a goal. And sometimes it's any goal. Number seven, multiple people have trouble working with you. Number eight, it's hard to work things out with other people. Now, this has to be a pattern that's present with a number of people, not just one or two people. And finally, number nine, you tend to have the same thought patterns that hold you back. And here is what is so tricky about that one. Those thought patterns are often invisible to us, which is why sometimes we need a coach or a friend, someone that can listen to us, right? Because it's easier for other people to hear those than it is for ourselves sometimes. Now, so how can you build awareness? Here are two of my favorite tools that I've used over the years for myself and with clients. Number one, to change our future results, we must become aware of what is holding us back. What frequently holds us back are automatic ways of thinking, feeling, and acting. These are created over our lifetime. And like I said earlier, they often become invisible to us. They've become our automatic pilot. And the problem is you cannot reach a new destination on automatic pilot or old programming. These are sometimes referred to as patterns, programming, limiting beliefs, and scientists call them our inner saboteurs. As I've mentioned, what is so tough about this one is that because they are often invisible to us, it's easy for us to think, I don't have an issue with these. In full transparency, and I hate to admit this, but that's exactly what I thought for a while until I started to notice that I was continuing to get the same results over and over again. To me, if there's a pattern to my results, then maybe there were inner patterns that were driving those external patterns. If you want to get some clarity on what inner thoughts might be holding you back, also known as your inner saboteurs, there's a simple way to do that. It's free and it will only take you 3 to 5 minutes. There's a free assessment that you can take. I'll put the link in the show notes. Once you take the assessment, then you get a report letting you know which saboteurs you have and how they likely show up for you and affect you. And I have to say, that was a game changer for me. So once you become aware of your patterns, then you can begin to shift them, but begins with awareness. And by the way, if you want to know more about the inner saboteurs, you can check out episodes 144 through 146. I did 3 episodes on the inner saboteurs and how to identify them and what you can do. So check those out if you want. Okay, back to our list though. The second thing we can do, second favorite tool I have for building self-awareness is to practice self-assessment. How am I doing? Here's how that works. At the end of each day, you can check in with yourself and simply ask yourself this. How did I do today? Did I show up in the way that I wanted to and for the people that I wanted to? What did I do well? What would I change if I could? Here's how I've used this one. This was many years ago. I used to be really horrific at communicating. And I knew that that was not really me. So at the end of every day, I would say, I journal about what conversations went well today and why, because that question and why is important because it tells us, you know, it gives us insight into what we should continue doing. And then I asked myself, okay, what conversations didn't go well today and why? Because that, again, is a good question. It gave me insight into what did I do that maybe could have affected it. Plus, it also, you know, was an honest assessment of maybe, you know, what was the other person doing? And then from there, I would say, okay, so in future conversations like this, what could I do differently? The reason that that was so important, and I had no idea this was important at the time, this was just luck on my part. But what I know now after studying neuroscience is that when we have ourselves imagine something in the future like that, okay, so in a future situation like this, how would I want to act? What it does is it's training our brain to act that way when that future situation arrives. Now, again, when I was doing this in my early 20s, that was just dumb luck. But hey, I always say this, I'd rather be lucky than good. But now I know that it works and I know why it works and it's because it's science. So give those two things a try. Let me know how it goes. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in, for listening and for supporting the podcast and all that you do for us. I love you all and I hope that you have an amazing week and that you continue to rise and thrive.